The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Show. It's the show you can listen to any way you like. You can wear what you like, or you can wear nothing at all. And you can sit or stand or even squat.
Go ahead, squat a little. You've earned it.
I'm squatting. And now your host,
Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Yeah, I'm Eric Metaxas, and this is my show, and I get to have on usually whomever I would like to have on. Today's one of those days, folks. I am thrilled to be sitting here in the studio in New York City with Greg Jarrett. He is a legal analyst for Fox News Channel. He appears frequently on the Sean Hannity program. He is the author of the New York Times number one bestseller, The Russia Hoaxed, and the new book, Witch Hunt, The Story of the Greatest Mass Delusion in American Political History. Greg Jarrett, welcome to the program.
Hey, my pleasure to be back with you. It's been a while.
It's been a while. You know, you had to write a book. I mean, it took
to get invited back on your show.
But now that you've written two books, and we're talking about the second one here, you can come on anytime. You don't have to have a book.
Bless you.
We can talk about this. But seriously,
I didn't know it was Top Hat and Tails.
It's not. No. This is. I'm just doing this to make
you
feel
how
uncomfortable.
You normally walk around on the weekends.
It's mainly radio, and people can't see what we're wearing. So, listen seriously. My wife and I, when you really are interested in what's happening in America, you used to be able to read the newspapers. You used to be able to watch CNN. Something has changed very, very dramatically and radically. And I don't say – there's no hyperbole in what I'm saying. There's horror in what I'm saying, but there's no hyperbole. We're living in a new day. And if you want to know what is happening, journalism as it used to exist no longer exists. And so my wife and I, to find out what's happening, there are certain reporters whose work we follow. One of them is Greg Jarrett. That's you. Another
Thank
one
you.
Is Sarah Carter. Another one is John Solomon. The three of you are mostly on the Sean Hannity program. And I think it's very funny to me that in order to find out what is actually happening in America, I have to watch Sean Hannity. That seems to be the only place that I get this kind of information. I mean, honestly, it's shocking, but all of that being said, I'm thrilled you exist, and I'm thrilled you're doing
Thank you.
The work you're doing, and I'm thrilled you've written another book. This one is called Witch Hunt, The Story of the Greatest Mass Delusion in American Political History. Now, here's a fact. That statement is not hyperbolical. What we're experiencing right now with this president, I know for a fact, even if you hate him, it doesn't matter if you love him or hate him, what has happened with the way the Democrats have gone after him and the way the mainstream media has joined them is absolutely horrifying, and it is,
right,
in fact, the greatest mass delusion in American political history. But in this book, Witch Hunt, you get to the facts. I can just say what I said, but you're the one who's done the research. So tell us, what led you to write this book, Witch Hunt?
Well, the obsession, the compulsion to expose a lie, a pernicious lie that actually was the greatest mass delusion in American political history. How is it that a group of powerful but unelected officials, most of them intelligence officials, with the help of others, Democrats, were able to commit the dirtiest trick in modern American political history and the greatest delusion. You know, the funny thing that people forget about witch hunts is there are no witches. But this irrational, overwhelming desire to believe in witches, or in this case, to believe in something that never happened, that Trump was a Russian agent, is what propels the witch hunt, and Trump was the target. And an astonishing array of theoretically smart people convinced themselves and tens of millions of others that he had committed this noxious crime of treason without a shred of credible evidence. And so I lay it all out in the book, the facts, the evidence, and the law. It's deeply researched. There's more than 1,500 footnotes, no anonymous sources. Everything is sourced properly. And I think, you know, by the time people close the book towards the end, they will say to themselves, how did this happen? And yet now, having read the book, I know how it happened. Corruption. You brought up the media. Chapter 6 is entitled The Media Witch Hunt. They were witting accessories to the hoax and the witch hunt. They, you know, committed daily acts of gross recklessness and media malpractice. They accepted leaks as if they were truthful and accurate when they weren't. They didn't vet the information. They didn't care. They were driven by two things, hatred and bias. And it blinded them to the truth, and they squandered their only currency, which is credibility. They story after story. That chapter, Chapter 6, The Media Witch Hunt, is 54 pages in which I name names and identify all the stories that were false. So it's no wonder that the term that the president has given them, fake news, resonates with most Americans.
Oh, listen, there is no question in my mind that we're living in one of the strangest times, certainly in our lifetime. There's no question that what has happened, we've read about this from history, but we have never seen it with our own eyes. People often ask the question, and I've written a book about it on Bonhoeffer, but how did the 30s, how did the Nazis take over Germany? How
propaganda.
Did it happen? How did it happen that the Salem witch trials? How do people get crazy and there's this mass, lemming-like run towards something that's a chimera, an illusion, and yet it happens over and over in history.
Right.
And I agree with you in the thesis of your book that there's no doubt that is what has just happened. And it's actually, of course, not over yet. We still have people who, the moment the Mueller report came out, they kept grasping at straws. When there were no longer straws to grasp,
right,
you know, they leapt over to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. They don't stop. And I want to say really bluntly to my audience, you don't have to like Trump. In fact, you can hate Trump. That's your right as an American. But when we see this level of corruption happening in our government, when we see journalists abdicate their sacred calling as journalists to follow a narrative, I have to say every American should be scared, because if you do not undo this, if you don't wake up from the dream, it's the end of America.
You know, you've talked about and written about the swamp, and it does exist. These are people in the intelligence community, in the FBI in particular, and other bureaucratic agencies. They think they're in charge. They think they run the country and make decisions.
Right.
And the reason the witch hunt happened is because Donald Trump was a threat to their power. He vowed to drain the swamp. The swamp didn't want to be drained.
Right.
So they fought back. And they did so through corruption and lawlessness. And, you know, power in Washington, D.C. is like crack cocaine. I mean, once you start smoking that stuff, you'll do anything to keep it going. So they saw Hillary Clinton as a third term of Barack Obama. They would continue wielding the power that they had in the shadows of secrecy, hidden and concealed from America. Donald Trump was going to upend it all. And to some extent, he had. And so they plotted, they schemed, first to stop him from getting elected. And when it didn't succeed, they doubled down in order to frame him for something he never did. And, you know, the, all you have to do is look at the Washington Post the day he was inaugurated. And one of the headlines was, "The impeachment of Donald Trump is underway." And
I don't remember that.
Oh,
you're not,
yeah.
You're not kidding.
18 minutes after he held up his right hand, the other on the Bible, and swore to defend the Constitution, the Washington Post ran a major headline story, "The impeachment of Donald Trump is underway." And they've tried a dozen, you know, different methods. This was, the witch hunt was the most prominent, that he was a Russian agent who stole the election in 2016. And, you know, people like, you know, John Brennan and James Clapper and Adam Schiff and the whole gang promised America that when the Mueller report came out, it would prove the thesis. I wrote a book 9 months before the Mueller report and said, no, there's no plausible evidence, never was any. The law of obstruction has no application.
Forgive me, I'm cutting you off in the middle of a sentence. Folks, I'm talking to Greg Jarrett. The book is Witch Hunt. We'll be right back to complete that sentence.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits? That costs a ton of money anyways.
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite .com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and the Prager Store has compiled every male-female hour since 2010. We've had topics and calls about marriage, kids, dating, intimacy, fidelity, plus every segment with my friend and relationship expert, Alison Armstrong. These segments have literally saved marriages. For a limited time, the complete collection, 10 years of male-female hour, 50% off, available on flash drives or as a download, go to PragerStore.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was between jobs, and we had over $64,000 in credit card debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Working with Trinity was extremely easy. They really guided us into the program and gave us hope.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
My advice to people in a similar situation is to pick up the phone and call and get out of debt. The freedom from that is priceless. Let Trinity help make it better. Don't feel that you have to suffer alone or try to figure out the answer.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. You have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. You know I use it. I rave about it. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers. I love that. Bed sheets, so much more. For example, they're bringing back the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillows. That's That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Now, remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, so you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillows. You've got to enter the promo code ERIC or Metaxas. That's the key. ERIC or Metaxas, 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057.
You live your life in the songs you hear on the rock and roll radio. And when a young girl doesn't have any friends, that's a really nice place to go. Folks hoping you'd turn out cool, but they had to take you out of school. You're a little touched, you know.
And hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. That's Helen Reddy. I'm Eric Metaxas. And I'm sitting here with Greg Jarrett. Greg, I don't want to gush, but you've become one of my heroes, you and Solomon, Sarah Carter, really doing the work that the mainstream media used to do 40,000 years ago when we had actual journalists who followed their sacred calling to tell the truth and let the people decide what it meant. You were just talking when we went to the commercial break there, so I want you to complete your thought, if you can remember what it was. See, that's the problem.
I will tell you this, that if people read this book, they will be both astonished and frightened at some of the things that our government was doing. And so, for example, I'll give you an example. Rod Rosenstein, who appointed Bob Mueller as special counsel, he did so not because the law and the evidence merited it. He did it out of vengeance and anger. Rod Rosenstein wrote, of course, the memo recommending the firing of James Comey. He volunteered to write it. He thought he'd be a hero because Democrats and Republicans alike had criticized Comey and demanded his firing. He didn't expect the stinging criticism from Democrats. And Rosenstein became emotional, overwrought, and angry, and he blamed Trump. So in a fit of vengeance and retaliation, he appointed Bob Mueller in violation of the special counsel rules. And he knew what he'd done was wrong when confronted on the very day he made the appointment. He literally cowered slightly behind and below his desk and blubbered, "Am I going to get fired?" So
now,
think about this.
Now, when you say it was wrong, I just want to make sure I'm following clearly. Why was it wrong for Rosenstein to appoint Mueller?
First of all, there's three reasons. I explain them all in the book, but I'll just give you one of them. There has to be a conflict of interest. Well, what conflict of interest? Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, had already recused himself. So there was no conflict that would have otherwise prevented the Department of Justice from simply handling the investigation.
Got it.
You know, so we get this national nightmare, not because of evidence or law, but because one guy who holds the power to appoint a special counsel got mad at the president. And then he and Mueller plotted for Mueller to be the special counsel. And Mueller had already agreed to do it when he met with Trump under the pretense of interviewing for the job of the FBI director. Mueller negotiated that meeting under false pretenses, it appears, so that he could gather incriminating evidence from Trump about the reasons for firing James Comey. And
look,
I mean, it is unbelievable. Let me tell you one other thing.
It's creepy.
That surprises people.
It's creepy.
So Mueller is appointed special counsel,
right,
and he finds out almost immediately there's no evidence of collusion. He knows it within 3 or 4 months. There's a pivotal meeting, March 5th, 2018. This is a year before his report comes out, in which he confesses to Trump's lawyers in attendance at that meeting that there's no evidence of collusion.
But he drags it out another year.
And the lawyers say, tell the American public, file an interim report, do something, but don't keep this going. Mueller refuses. He says, well, I want to pursue the possibility of impeachment. Why? Because the president had the audacity to criticize the partisan team of the special counsel. Now, that's not obstruction of justice, for God's sakes. And as one lawyer told me, he said they acted like crybabies, that nobody could ever criticize them publicly, exercising their First Amendment right to free speech. The conversation becomes so heated, so ugly, so angry, that John Dowd, the main lawyer for Trump, is standing up and pounds his fist on the table in front of Mueller and gets in Mueller's face and said, go ahead. You've got nothing. You don't have a leg to stand on. And for another year, we didn't know that Mueller had found no collusion. Well, and they were deeply worried about Bob Mueller back then. They said he was lost, confused, disoriented, didn't understand basic questions, didn't understand the fundamentals of obstruction law. They said it was clear to them that he was out to lunch, that he was a figurehead, and the guy who was running the special counsel operation was the nefarious Andrew Weissman, who has a long track record of concealing evidence, threatening witnesses. And, you know, he, of course, was a strong Hillary Clinton supporter. Think about
this. Well, that's putting it mildly.
You know, the witch hunt that goes on, the national nightmare. And this is the truth of what was behind it.
I just have to say, there are many people who don't like Trump, some people who hate him. I would say to those people, listen, that's not the point. The point is, we have a system of justice in America. We have a way that we've done business. We don't always get it right, but we try to get it right. Everybody should be furious at what has happened in the last 3 years. When you describe people behaving in this way, that's the definition of corruption. In other words, you do not put the people before yourself. You basically say, I'm going to do what I am going to do because I can. And you really become an enemy of liberty. It has nothing to do with who's the president. But when I hear about this, when I hear about John Brennan and Clapper and these people, we've complained, you know, for years about the, you know, the CIA, and there are these people operating and doing these things. Nothing that we've seen in the past, during the Cold War, nothing under Hoover can compare to what is happening now, what has been happening for 3 years in America. Every American, if they understand it, if they read your book, Witch Hunt, they will understand it. And I think this is the definitive case that you make, Greg Jarrett. But every American needs to understand that if you are not informed, if you don't understand what's going on, America goes away. This is what you're describing here. It's a horror that this could happen in the United States of America. I mean, did you think in your lifetime you would see this level of corruption?
No, I never did. I never thought it was possible. I end the book by writing that the only cure for a lie is the truth. And the only remedy for lawlessness is justice. A reckoning awaits. And I am actually quite confident that the Attorney General William Barr, who launched an investigation several months ago into the origins of the Trump-Russia collusion hoax and the witch hunt, and appointed U.S. Attorney John Durham, will get to the bottom of it and hold people accountable for what they did. And, you know, I think there will be criminal referrals. I think there will be evidence presented to a grand jury. And I think inexorably there will be indictments, because I go through the law in meticulous detail and I weave the corrupt acts committed by various individuals into the law. And I readers can decide for themselves whether criminal indictments are merited, but I'm convinced they are.
Well, I mean, I think this is where we are at this point, that you know, you keep hearing about a two-tiered justice system. Again, every American should be scandalized at the suggestion that in the United States of America we could have a two-tier justice system. We know, I mean, both of us were, you know, kids when Watergate was going on, but we remember the idea that nobody is exempt. Even the president of the United States, there's a system and everyone is equal in America, equal under the law. And even though we might not get that right all the time, boy, do we try hard. We're living at a time where the cultural elites, the journalistic class, the Democratic Party and the media seem to feel that they have kind of evolved past these parochial notions that governed this country for, you know, over two centuries, and that they know better. And they became part of a system where everyone was involved in this. And that's why I think people like the Bidens and Hillary Clinton, they think like, look, everybody behaves like this. This is what we all do. The idea that you're going to hold me to account
right.
for something that held sway maybe 50 years ago. And I think that it really is up to Barr and others to say that the standard has not changed. You know, from 1787. These standards cannot change.
Right.
It's the same standard.
You know, and Barr said it best, and I quote him in the book. He said, how did we get to the point where the President of the United States is accused of being a Russian agent, and now we discover it never happened? And the answers he was getting to the questions he was posing did not match the documents and the records that he was seeing, which is why he launched his investigation. And it's well underway, and I think they've already found acts of criminality because John Durham has already expanded his investigation, added new personnel. I can tell you as a lawyer, that didn't happen unless you're onto something and you've
right.
already got some evidence.
We're going to go to another break. Folks, may I recommend that you grab a copy of Witch Hunt, the story of the greatest mass delusion in American political history. If you're an American, you need to know what has been happening because you, the people, are the government. It's our responsibility to make sure that this ends and never happens again. Witch Hunt by Greg Jarrett. My guest will be right back.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is defending his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from northern Syria. He says U.S. military forces are largely out of the region now, where Turkish forces are attacking Kurdish fighters, and he argues it's not America's war. Meanwhile, Vice President Pence is leading a U.S. delegation to Turkey for talks with the Turkish president. The United Auto Workers and General Motors have reached a tentative contract agreement that could end a month-long strike that brought the automaker's U.S. factories to a standstill. The agreement must still be voted on. The tentative deal with the company will bring major gains to workers. A former aide to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is the latest to testify before House committees seeking to impeach the president. An appearance by Michael McKinley comes just a week after he resigned as a senior advisor to Secretary of State Pompeo. This is SRN News.
Okay, so you have tax debt. Maybe you owe $10,000, $50,000, or a whole lot more. But did you know the IRS is literally giving away billions of dollars in tax relief? Now's your chance to finally take advantage of these generous IRS programs and resolve your tax debt for less than what you owe. Call Stop IRS Debt now. Our top-rated reduction system maximizes these tax savings and protects you from IRS collections fast. It's in our name. Stop collection calls. Stop the nasty letters. Stop the bank levies and stop those crippling wage garnishments. Have you waited years to file your tax returns? Or maybe you're already in a payment plan or under audit. You can still save money. Call Stop IRS Debt now and check what savings you qualify for. You may uncover a tax bill thousands less than what you owe. We have an A rating with the Better Business Bureau and hundreds of five-star reviews because our system works. Call Stop IRS Debt and check for savings now. 800-910-4979. 800-910-4979. 800-910-4979.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or application firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Thank you.
Hey there, folks. I am sitting here in the studio in New York City with Greg Jarrett. He's the number one New York Times bestselling author of The Russia Hoax, and the brand new book, which is flying off the shelves, is called Witch Hunt, The Story of the Greatest Mass Delusion in American Political History. Again, Greg, I cannot believe that we have lived through what is actually the greatest mass delusion in American political history. I just didn't think in my lifetime it would be possible to have all of these people who are bright, educated people buy into an idea and basically say the facts be damned. I know there's got to be something to it, and follow it and follow it and follow it. And even after the Mueller report comes out and there's nothing there, they don't stop. They seem to be people right. possessed. You know, it's like Othello. You know, it's just the emotion, the rage carries them to their own doom, it seems to me. They don't have the ability to wake up from the delusion and say, you know what, I hate Trump, but he's not a Russian agent. Let's move on.
Well, that sort of hatred and the feeling that he was a threat to their own power is what drove them to do, for example, there's a chapter in the book entitled Lion and Spine. That, you know, people like Comey and Sally Yates, who was the deputy attorney general and then later acting attorney general, and Andrew McCabe, who's fired for lying, it led them to go to a foreign intelligence surveillance court and lie to the judges in order to spy on the Trump campaign.
Were they? You think that they were never scared that they would get caught? I mean, this
they
is,
knew they'd never get caught.
These are serious crimes.
They knew they'd never get caught, first, because Hillary Clinton was going to get elected. Second of all, because it is a secret court. It's a star chamber. And, you know, the lies that they spun, deceiving the judges, concealing vital evidence, perpetrating a fraud on the court, is really stunning, and it should frighten most Americans. You know, 98% of all FISA applications are granted by the court. They rarely hold hearings. It's a rubber stamp. They trust that the government, Comey and Yates and McCabe, are telling them the truth. And now we know they don't. And yet they have this power to spy on Americans with warrants that were obtained unlawfully. And one wonders how often that happens. Another chapter is the attempted coup, and it tells the story of how Rod Rosenstein, plotted with Andrew McCabe to secretly wear a wire in his conversations with Trump and recruit cabinet members to remove the president under the 25th Amendment. And, you know, when Trump confronted Rosenstein, I tell this story. Nobody knows this story unless you read the book. Because I asked the president when I interviewed him for the book, I said, when Rod Rosenstein boarded Air Force One and you confronted him over what he had done, what did he tell you? And the president said he lied. Rosenstein lied to the president. He said it never happened. Well, now we have documents that show it happened. We have witness testimony that shows it happened. So, you know, this is the guy who was cowering behind his desk saying, am I going to get fired, when he appointed the special counsel? And then he tries an attempted coup of the president and then lies to the president about it.
This is like a bad movie. I mean, honestly, you cannot believe this is actually happening.
It did happen.
This is the sort of thing that, well, that's the point, is that you have the facts. And it's it's a chilling thing for people who still care about facts. And I would like to think anybody listening to this program really does care about facts, because We have a high standard of justice in the United States, and the idea that some people almost got away with something and may well yet get away with it if people don't educate themselves and understand what is at stake. Our entire way of life, our entire this American experiment in freedom, it's all at stake when you have this level of corruption that the founders, they did everything they could to protect us against it. But if we don't stand up and do something ourselves, this kind of corruption exists. It's the human heart. You have people that want power, as you said, and they do these things. I mean, I just can't get over the fact that it falls to you and a handful of other journalists to do this kind of work.
Well, most journalists didn't want to do their job. They wanted to indict Trump in the court of public opinion, and they had the power to do it, and they did it. You know, good journalists actually dig deep. They look for the facts. They look at the evidence. They examine the law. Most mainstream journalists, because they loathed Trump and they wanted to get rid of him, decided they weren't going to do their jobs. It is media malpractice in the extreme.
Well, now that we know the depth of it, and again, in your book, Witch Hunt, you point this out in depth, in detail. It's not, you know, some narrative you're selling. The facts are all here. So I guess my question is, when do you think we're going to begin to see a reckoning? In other words, still nobody has been held to account. When do you think Barr or Durham or others will begin that process?
Well, the Inspector General Michael Horowitz's voluminous report, he's interviewed more than 100 people. He's looked at millions of pages of documents, is imminent. And I think it will be a damning indictment of various people at the FBI, the Department of Justice, the State Department, and probably the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee that paid for Russian disinformation.
I want to get
led
back to
the witch hunt.
I want to give. If it weren't for Sean Hannity, I wouldn't know any of this, folks, because he has you on. Folks, the book is Witch Hunt. We'll be right back. Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. And they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and again, the Prager Store has put together something new. They have compiled every male-female hour since 2010. We've had topics and calls about marriage, kids, dating, intimacy, fidelity, the truths about what a woman needs, what a man needs. Also includes every segment with my friend and relationship expert, Alison Armstrong. I've done this segment for years. Now you can listen to all of them dating back to 2010. These hours have literally saved marriages. I wish I could read to you all the emails I have received and what people tell me at every speech. A couple will come over with a smile and thank me for what the male-female hour has done for their marriage, or even gotten people to get married to begin with. For a limited time, the complete collection, 10 years of the male-female hour, 50% off, available on flash drives or as a download, go to PragerStore.com.
Hey, folks, I'm talking to Greg Jarrett, number one New York Times bestselling author of The Russia Hoax, the brand new book, Witch Hunt, the story of the greatest mass delusion in American political history. Greg, I've watched you so often on Sean Hannity's program. He has become a real hero to me because of his willingness to stick his neck out and to have you and Sarah Carter and John Solomon putting the case together night after night for what is obviously true. But the mainstream media still doesn't pick up on this.
I mean, no.
The New York Times still has to, you know, put English on the ball. Every headline has to be somehow anti-Trump. We really are living in the strangest times.
Yeah, no, it's true. And, you know, I started writing columns about Hillary Clinton committing multiple felonies in the mishandling of classified documents. And she was protected by Obama, Loretta Lynch, the attorney general, James Comey, the FBI director. She got a get out of jail free card, which should anger every American. You know, on the very same day that Comey cleared her, the FBI was meeting for the very first time, July 5th, 2016, with the author of the phony anti-Trump dossier,
yeah,
Christopher Steele, who was on Hillary Clinton's payroll. Hillary Clinton colluded with Russia, not Donald
I mean,
Trump.
That's not a joke.
No, it's true.
That's a fact.
And, you know, we have the documents and admissions. And she knew what she was doing was wrong, she and her campaign, the Democratic National Committee, because they set up four different firewalls to conceal it from the American public. You know, they paid the money to a law firm. The law firm hires Fusion GPS. Fusion GPS hires Christopher Steele. Christopher Steele pays monies to Russians for what is essentially disinformation. And then the FBI, equally malevolent, sets up an information laundering scheme to cleanse the original source. So, you know, Christopher Steele would feed it to Bruce Ohr. Bruce Ohr would feed it to his handler. His handler would give it to Peter Strzok. Peter Strzok would give it to Andrew McCabe. McCabe would give it to James Comey. And through these lengthy transactions, they were able to hide where the information was coming from and who was paying for it.
Obviously not very well, because Greg Jarrett just told me where it comes from. Here's the question. Do you think Hillary – well, here's one question. Do you think Hillary Clinton will have to pay for what she did?
She should. And,
well, we know she should. And, but do you think it's possible
she will? It's out of my
will?
Control. And it, you know, I'm not telepathic and clairvoyant. I can't tell you if it's going to happen. But I'll be interested to read the Inspector General's report, and more particularly, John Durham's report and or findings once all of this is over. You know, I open the book by saying it's easy to invent a lie, easier to spread a lie. Unraveling the truth is hard. It takes a long time because the people who perpetuate the lie, yeah, tend to cover it up, and some of them are quite skilled at covering it up.
Well, listen, there's no question about that. But the reason I think every American should find this frightening is because this is the kind of corruption that destroys liberty. When you have the ability of people to very arbitrarily say, you know what, I don't like you, and I'm going to figure out a way to make you pay for something. I'm going to invent something. The idea that people in great power can go to a FISA court and get a warrant and do these kinds of things, that there's tremendous power. And we've always had checks and balances in America where people understood that in America, you know, we understand the dangers of power and we've created a system. But it seems to me, obviously, that somehow through, you know, we can talk about how we got there, but we got there to where they, none of them thought they would get caught. They never dreamt that Greg Jarrett would write a definitive book with 1,500 footnotes called Witch Hunt that spells it all out. They never dreamt. They thought that Hillary Clinton will get elected, and they will never have anybody looking at this, and they won't allow it.
And they would never have been caught if Hillary Clinton had actually won. You know, one of the most outrageous chapters is Chapter 8 called Collateral Damage. How is it that the government could accuse a three-star general, Michael Flynn, of lying when the only two FBI agents who interviewed him walked out of the interview and said, he's telling the truth? Bob Mueller did that and his team of partisans. They went after Michael Flynn, and he threw in the towel because they threatened to prosecute Flynn's son. That is unconscionable. It's unprincipled. It's unscrupulous.
Yeah.
And Bob Mueller and his team of partisans did it.
I guess when I think of Flynn, I wonder, because he strikes me as a very good man. I had the privilege of meeting him. Do you think it'll be possible for him to regain some of what he's lost? Could the president at some point pardon him? How does that work?
The president could and should pardon him. Now, Flynn has an excellent new defense attorney. He's a friend of mine, Sidney Powell, former federal prosecutor. She wrote the definitive book on corruption at the Department of Justice called License to Lie. She focuses in particular on Andrew Weissman and his many unprincipled machinations. I think she might be able to convince the current judge before sentencing to throw out the charges. We'll have to wait and see. But if it doesn't happen, the president should pardon Michael Flynn because
he
didn't lie, and Mueller and his special counsel prosecutors went after him with a vengeance. He's broke. He had to sell his house to try to defend himself. This just demonstrates the immense power and the unlimited resources of the government. They can come after and break you financially. They can break you emotionally and personally.
Well, see, that's the thing. I think that those of us in America who've watched innumerable films about corruption and about how power can be used by dark figures to crush weak people, you see it over and over again. There's been film after film after film. We should be just as outraged over this, because this is no different than those many films that depict, you know, whether it's, you know, the old boy system in the racist South. It happens over and over. And unless we are stalwarts against it, it will continue to happen. We've got to know what's happening. Folks, get a copy of Witch Hunt by Greg Jarrett. We'll be back for a final segment. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump accusing House Democrats of showing disrespect to the presidency with their handling of the impeachment investigation.
The president complains that closed-door hearings and restrictions on access to the testimony amount to an unfair process.
What the Democrats are doing to this nation is a disgrace.
And he claims that the Democrats' pursuit of impeachment is all about political survival.
They're desperate to do something because they know they're going to lose the election.
The president says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is presiding over a phony witch hunt. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The United Auto Workers and General Motors have reached a tentative contract agreement that could end the month-long strike. The agreement must still be voted on. The tentative deal with the company will reportedly bring major gains to workers. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is ahead 18 points. The NASDAQ down 21. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk.
Hey there, folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Before I forget, let me remind you that at our website, MetaxasTalk.com, you'll see a banner for ADF. They desperately need your help. Folks, they are fighting in the courts at the highest level, at the Supreme Court, for religious liberty. We need to continue to value the Constitution. If we don't have folks like ADF fighting at the highest court, we lose religious liberty and all of our liberties are unraveled. I can't think of anything more important. I hope you can give to ADF. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the banner. We're grateful to you, and they really need your help. Greg Jarrett, we just have a few minutes left. Again, congratulations on the book.
Thank you.
Witch Hunt. What can we talk about that we haven't yet covered in this book?
Well, there's so much in the book. And, you know, I went through hundreds of thousands of pages of documents. I poured through thousands and thousands of pages of testimony, court records, filings, everything. I interviewed a great many people. I did what good journalists are supposed to do, but what these journalists didn't do, the mainstream media I'm referring to. They're not going to like me much because I take them to task for, you know, their recklessness and malpractice. And, you know, I name names and identify stories. And, you know, it's always amazing to me that I get criticized and accused of being a conspiracy theorist. There's no conspiracy in this book except that which I expose. And I, you know, I back it all up with proof.
But that's their big lie. In other words, they say, oh, you're just a conspiracy
theorist.
Yeah, they
dismiss you.
That's a foul lie. These things are true. You prove it in the footnotes. And every American needs to understand this is true. You can still hate Trump. You don't need to change your political stripes. But you ought to care about truth and justice. These are very basic
ideas. But you see, the people who should read this book won't. Because they're in denial. They've got their narrative and they're going to stick to it by hell or high water. And that is the media, it's Democrats, this malignant force in government that thinks they control the government and that American voters aren't smart enough to decide for themselves at the ballot box.
It really is the swamp. I mean, I just find it funny that it took the election of Trump for us to all wake up to the idea that there is this bureaucratic class, right, this deep state, this swamp. Everybody's making money. Most of it is corrupt and fundamentally anti-American in the way that it operates. But over time, they have taken their eye off the ball, and they just think this is the way it works. It's right. helping us. And anything that comes against us is our enemy, and Trump is enemy number one.
Well, we need to fix it. We need to enact legislation that cracks down on elected office holders and others profiting and their families profiting. And look, we're seeing it right now with Hunter Biden. I mean, this is a young man. Does anybody actually believe that he was doing anything other than leveraging his father's power and influence?
It's so obvious. Yeah. I mean, there are certain things that are just insanely obvious. The fact that it was Ukraine and China.
Yeah.
In other words, it's not like there was a host of countries and it could have been. There were two countries
right.
that the vice president has this authority over, Ukraine and China. That's where his son gets the money. The son was a drug addict, thrown out of the military, and suddenly he gets these plum right. jobs because we all know we're out of time. Greg Jarrett, I got to tell you, I'm proud of you.
Thank
grateful
you.
For you as an
Thank
American.
You.
Congratulations on the book and best of luck.
Well, I commend you on your terrific show and the hard work that you do exposing the truth.
It's why we're here, and again, grateful. Folks, the book is Witch Hunt. Get a copy. Thanks for listening.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.